This is New Jack, the original gangster, and you're listening to Gritty Knows Best. Keep listening to it because it's the real shit. I am the original gangster. Listen to it and keep your head up. New Jack. Peace, bitches.
Yes. Welcome back to another episode of Gritty Knows Best. Hope everything's all right with you. Hope you're having a great day. Hope you're having a great night wherever you are, whatever time it is. Hope everything is all good with you. It is all good with me right now. It's like 1:30 in the morning. I'm sipping on a dark roast with some almond milk, which is probably not a great idea because it's going to keep me up for hours. But actually, it is a good idea because I need to edit this episode and put it out because I am probably going to be late with this one, which is nothing new. Now, if you know me, you know that many, many, many things about this world piss me off. Many things piss me off. Many things get under my skin. Basically, if you know me, you know that everything pisses me off. Everything, everybody, everything anybody does. Everything makes me angry. And that's what this episode is going to be all about. It's going to be all about pet peeves, things that piss me off, things that make my blood boil, things that get under my skin. I wrote down a pissed list. Everything that gets me upset. It could have been a long list. It could have been a really long list. I condensed it down to maybe 6 points, 6-7 points. But trust me when I tell you this right now. Let me tell you, this could be a 40-hour episode. I would have no problem sitting here and airing everything out and just allowing this piss list to go on and on and on and on. But I don't want to do that to you. So I condensed it and I compiled a bunch of things that really bother me. And that's what we're going to get into right about now. Damn. That's that guacamole. All right, to the pissed list. Number one, let me set this up. As a kid, everything really bothered me. I mean, as it does now. I mean, I had to have my food could not touch or else I would throw a fit. My oatmeal had to have the right amount of water or else I would throw a fit. My shoelaces had to be tied the right way in place, rightly. I would have a fit for everything. Okay, but I outgrew a lot of that, except for this one thing. Okay, I did not outgrow my absolute disdain for the happy birthday tradition. Oh, man, till this day. I absolutely hate happy birthday, having happy birthday sung to you or singing it to other people. I mean, it just sucks being in the room and having to participate in this tradition, like having to sing it to somebody. Whenever I have to sing it to my niece, my nephew, my mom, I just mouth the words and look around and I'm just counting down the fucking seconds till this thing is over. And then hopefully they don't go into the, are you one, are you two, are you three? Because then I want to blow my head off. But what's worse than actually participating in it is being the recipient of this just stupid tradition. Who thought of this? Why would you want to sit in front of a bunch of people singing the most obnoxious song to you, then having to blow out the can? I mean, I hate everything about it. I don't mind being the center of attention. That's not the problem. It's such an awkward moment having to stand there. What am I supposed to do? I don't know what I used to do when I was a kid. I think I would just stand there awkwardly. I don't know if I'd smile. If I was smiling, I was just smiling out of pure embarrassment and awkwardness. But at about 18, 19, I told my family, all right, enough of this shit. I've had enough. No more happy birthday. We're done. Get me a cake. Get me a cupcake. Put the candle in, I'm going to blow it out, and we're going to get the fuck out of here. It's over. I'm taking a stand, I'm putting my foot down, no more happy birthday. It is the most awkward thing ever. I also don't like unwrapping gifts in front of people. just for some reason that's also awkward as well. I hate the whole birthday thing. I don't make my birthday a big deal. People that make their birthday a big deal, like the people that have a birthday month, what the fuck is that about, a birthday month? I want my birthday to just be quiet, to be calm, to be cool. Get me a cake. I don't mind the cake. Red velvet, carrot, not the regular bullshit. And that's it. We call it a day. The birthday is over. All right. I appreciate it. I love the people texting me and calling me and telling me, oh, you're the best, but no more happy birthdays. It's awful. And then what's worse, right? What's worse than doing it at home and having your family look at you like a fucking fish in a fish tank, like in an aquarium, is doing it at a restaurant. Oh man. Then you're sitting there at Red Lobster. Next thing you know, the whole kitchen comes out. Happy birthday. Everybody's looking at you. I just want to bow my head. And I want to take that butter knife and just stab myself in the neck, right in the jugular vein, okay? Don't think this has ever happened to me in a restaurant, but it is. Don't ever do it to me. Now I'm sure somebody's going to do it to me. Now I'm sure somebody's going to say, oh, we're going to take this guy out and have him sing happy birthday to him at a restaurant. Let me tell you, that's the day I slip my wrist right in front of everybody. It's awful. Happy birthday sucks. Next thing that I absolutely hate. Okay. It's not as bad as the baby crying. That is the worst sound in human history, is a baby crying. Hate it the most. What's second to that, though, is because the baby can't control that. So I'm not going to put that on the list. But what we can control is baby talk. What is that about?
Hi, baby. Good to get you. Hi, baby. How you doing? Hi. Who's the good baby?
Oh, my God. I want to kill. It's the worst, dude. My mom does it. I hear it in the next room, and I just want to blow my head off. It is the worst thing ever. Why we do it, I don't know. And the thing I really hate about baby talk too is that, I don't know if some people notice, but people do it to old people as well. Not like to the extent where they're like, oh, coochie-coochie-coo-coo. But they're like, you know, like I used to work with kids for a long time. I used to work in schools with kids. And I also used to work in senior centers. And sometimes people talk to old people like babies. Hi, Mr. Johnson. How are you doing today? How was the pudding? And I'm just like, bruh, what is up with this? I've never been the type to talk to a kid or talk down to an old person. I don't talk down to either one of them. My nephew gets gritty. I don't talk down to old people, babies, little kids. I just talk to everybody the same. No baby talk. I actually do baby talk to annoy my nephew, but because it's annoying. He hates it. I hate it. I hate baby talk. I don't think I'm ever going to have a baby, but if I ever do, you can guarantee that I will never talk to my baby like that. I will never do baby talk. And I hope the woman I have a kid with, if I ever do, does not do baby. I mean, that's going to be established right off the bat. No baby talk. Hate it. It's the worst. It's just like nails on a chalkboard. Next on the piss list, apathetic or miserable employees. When you walk into a store, you know, and you see the guy, the shoulders are all hunched up, or they got a frown on their face. You ask them where this is at or where that is at, and they go, and they just point like, what? What is the grunt? Like, they just grunt, and they just, over there. You're just like, bruh, can we act, you know, like a little excited to be here? And it's also delivery people. Like, I love when I see a lot of the same delivery people all the time. And I love when it's, you know, you build a relationship with the delivery guy. If they're cool, you're like, hey, how's the family? How's everything going? Thanks for the fucking beef and broccoli. But then you got some delivery guys that are just notoriously shitheads. And they're just like, I'll be $13.50. And it's like, well, okay, do you want a tip? Like, do you think I have to tip you? Or do you just expect me to just take this attitude and pay you for that? It is a big thing, especially around my area, to have, probably in New York in general, to have these employees or workers acting like this. And don't tell me it's because you don't want to be there. I don't care that you don't want to be there. Okay, I have worked many jobs and never once have I given attitude to a customer, especially a customer. You know, you got the people walking around with sour faces and it's just like, bruh, try and put a smile on. Why do you think people love high-class establishments like Disney or you know, high-class hotels? Because the service is usually top-notch. Like, my Starbucks, dude, in the Bronx, it's fucking phenomenal. Everybody there is great. The kids are great. They're always in a great mood, regardless if they're pissed off. Because sometimes they'll tell me, you know, this is going on or that's going on. But they're not taking it out on me. That's not how you do things. So these employees and people really piss me off. Next thing that really gets me, okay, this one I have not heard out of anybody's mouth. I've heard people say they don't like, you know, nobody really likes a unenthusiastic or an employee with attitude. But I've definitely never heard somebody say that they don't like this one. A wind-up sneeze. Now you ask me, what is a wind-up sneeze? It's when somebody goes, "Ah!" Like the whole pre part to the whole beginning to the sneeze does not need to be exaggerated like that. When somebody adds the force and they add the exaggeration to the beginning of the sneeze, they give it all that extra oomph. What is the purpose of that? Why do you need to announce to the world that you're about to sneeze? Like, my mom does this. It scares the living shit out of me every single time she does it. I'll be sitting there playing a video game. And I just jump out of my skin. I'm like, what the fuck? Justin does it. I got at him. This is when I found out that I'm like the only one that had this problem. Justin did it the other day. And everybody's like, why are you making a big deal out of him? I'm like, because it's annoying. Who needs to wind up the sneeze? Just, that's it. Bless you. Done. So, I mean, some people, you know, have a louder sneeze, but there's no need to announce the sneeze is coming. There's no need to scare everyone around you and disturb everyone because you need a sneeze. Put your nose in your you know, do the vampire cough technique. Put your nose in your elbow, sneeze, and get it over with. There's no need to frighten everyone. Because that's what you're doing. You're disturbing everybody with this sneeze. Or I guess only me, because I'm the only one that has a problem with this. If you have a problem with the loud wind-up sneeze, please hit me up and let me know. Because I feel like I'm the only one on this planet who is pissed off about this. I try and, you know, I try and minimize the sound of my sneeze not to disturb every fucking person around me with this noise. But there's some people who add to it, who embellish the sneeze, in my opinion, and make a scene with this. Do you want a God bless you that bad? Is that what it is? Are you trying to get attention with the sneeze? Because let me tell you what you're doing. You're pissing me off. And I guarantee you that people that do wind-up sneezes have aneurysms eventually. I don't know. Like, there's got to be, you're doing something in your brain with this wind-up sneeze, with that whole extra part. You're going to give yourself an aneurysm. So you're killing me, and you're probably going to kill yourself with this sneeze. So it's just stop. Okay, it's extra. It's unnecessary. Okay, another one that really gets me. This one is probably, this may be actually the worst on the list. I don't know. The wind-up sneeze is pretty bad, but this one really gets me. If you're not from New York, you may not know about this at all. But when you ride the subway in New York, there are many different characters you'll run into other than the usual people that you ride the train with, the ones you're sitting next to and standing next to. There's a myriad of other characters that will join you on your journey to your destination. You have the people who come on and ask for money, who a lot of them are probably lying, in my opinion. Some of them are not. And, you know, I don't try and judge, and I give to some, and you know, some of them I don't when I feel like they're lying. And let me tell you this right now. I have taken the subway for a long time. And some of these people you will definitely see for like a year straight tell you the same exact story. It's like, bruh, when are you getting the cast off of this leg? Dude, like, have you haven't buried your wife yet? It's been 2 years. When are you burying this woman? She's already decomposing. So some of these people will tell you, like, they think, I guess, that they're just going to run into tourists all day, but they ran, like, I've seen some of these people just tell the same story forever. Okay, so these people I obviously do not give my money to. Some people are honest, in my opinion, but anyway, you run into people asking for money. You definitely run into people preaching the word of God. Now, I have no issues, no qualms with your faith or you preaching, but does it need to happen on the subway? You know, like, you'll be sitting there and it's like, hey, Jesus loves you. I mean, some people are Jesus loves you. And then other people are telling you, everybody in this motherfucker's going to hell. You're all heathens. If you don't listen to the word of God, you're all going to burn in hell. I don't like gay people. You're all going to die. Look at you. You look like a hoe. I mean, it can get pretty wild with these guys. There was one lady that was preaching. Her voice was so annoying, so awful, that even Jesus would have told her to stop. He would have said, you know what? You know, it's all right. You could sit this one out. We're going to have this guy, you know, preach about me. You can write. We're going to give you, you're going to take notes. All right. Her voice was so annoying. I switched carts and she followed me. Okay. So I probably needed to hear the word of Jesus that day. He was, he really wanted to get a message in, but that ain't the way to do it, because that lady was awful. You got people selling candy, which is great. Those are like the best ones, because you get snacks for a dollar. But then you have the worst of the worst. You have the subway dancers, the performers. Oh boy, the performers. You have singers, which are not as bad. They still piss me off. But then you have the dancers. They come on, and you know when they're coming on, because it's like one, two, three of them. They're gonna come on. You're gonna see the boombox, and then they go, "Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime! It's showtime!" And I'm just like, "No, it's not showtime. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, or it's like 5 in the afternoon. I'm just getting out of work. It's not showtime. It's time for me to sit here and relax." And then, you know, they put on the obnoxious music. They flip around the pole. They almost kick people in the face. Sometimes they got their shirt off. Whoa, hey, ho. They got the hat, and they put the hat on. Like, I'm supposed to pay them. I'm supposed to pay you for torturing me. You want me to give you money for disturbing my ride? It is the worst thing ever. If you're a tourist, this is probably an interesting thing to see one time. When you're me and you take the train every single day, twice a day, sometimes more than twice a day, and you have to see this all the time, and they're flipping by you, and you got to smell these people, or you have to watch them almost kick you or some lady in the face with this horrible music, it's awful. It's awful. I'd rather hear the people preach. I'd rather hear the guys with the guitar. "Hey, what's up, everybody? My name's, you know, Michael. I'm going to play you a song." They play you a song for 2 minutes and they get the fuck out of there. Sometimes they're great and I give them money. But the dancers, there's no exception. I've never watched any of these performances and been like, "Oh, man, this is great." I'm sitting there with my headphones on, right? And next thing you know, I'm coming home, hard day's work, got my headphones on. Maybe a little Starbucks. I'm enjoying my ride. You got a seat. Hopefully the person next to you isn't disturbing you. It's a nice ride home or ride to work. And the next thing you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's fucking showtime. Woo! What the fuck? I'm trying to listen to an audiobook, and now I got the Cirque du Soleil going on in front of me. And you know, I have friends that go, oh, it's not even that bad, man. Or come on, dude, it's fun. It's fun. Come on, you're a wet blanket. If that's fun, I don't want no part of it. If that's what you think is fun, I don't want no part of it. The only Subway performers I actually like are, they're not even performers, where the guys dressed up as WWE characters and they beat the shit out of each other on the train. That I'll see. I'll watch a Royal Rumble on the train. But don't be dancing. Don't be shaking your ass in front of me. Don't be kicking me in the head. Hate it. All right. Another huge one. This one is one that used to really not even affect me. But this one has been creeping up on me as of late. The last couple of years. And that is wastefulness. Mostly wasting food. Okay. Like if you listen to the last episode, Life, Art, and Death, probably the 11th episode with Pastor Moran, I discussed how lately I have been working on becoming less wasteful with products in my life, with a whole bunch of stuff, but especially with food. Okay, I just had to throw out a few items that I did not eat in time, and it kills me now. It kills me to have to throw out like the little bit of hummus. It kills me to have to throw out anything, you know, the beets that I didn't eat or some eggs that I didn't eat, because now I'm more aware of like what's going on in the world, and it's just it sucks to have to throw out something that I know somebody would definitely kill me for. So now I throw stuff out. I feel horrible. I pray over. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do it. So wastefulness has become more of a pet peeve as time goes on. Now, let me tell you, if there's one person in my life who has shown me that wastefulness pisses me off, it's our boy from the show, Mo. I'm sure everybody knows Mo. This guy over the years has really pushed my buttons when it comes to being wasteful. He's shown me how wasteful. I mean, definitely more wasteful than me, okay? I got a few instances, a few anecdotes. Number one, this is one we bring up often. One time, this was in high school and we still talk about this. One time, after we were shooting a video or something, he comes back to my house, me, Dre, Mo, I think that was it. Oh, Eddie was there. We're all sitting at the table eating spaghetti that my dad made, spaghetti and meatballs, right? We just get our plates. We just put the food on our plate. This guy, Mo, is going to go, yo, let me get some more spaghetti. We're like, what? You have spaghetti on your plate right now. Why are you requesting more spaghetti? Oh, because I'm hungry. All right, well then eat the spaghetti that's on your plate right now. Nah, I know I'm gonna eat it, so you know I need the spaghetti right now because, you know, whatever. Now, I don't remember if he was granted this request. I don't remember if he got spaghetti or not, the extra spaghetti. What I do remember is him not finishing his food and us having to throw the spaghetti out. That pissed me off, not only because he wasted a significant amount of spaghetti, but because he was asking for more spaghetti before his was even done. Absolutely fucking wasteful. Oh my God. Another time, all the boys come to the house and we say, you know what, we're gonna get Domino's. So we all pitch in, we get a couple, we're about to get a couple pies for all of us to split. This guy goes, yo, I think I'm gonna need my own pizza. We're like, okay, you want your own pizza for yourself? Yeah, I gotta get a deep dish. I want my own deep dish. Okay. So we get this guy his own, he gets his own deep dish. I shit you not. Everybody slept over. When he left my house, I went in the fridge. He only ate one or two slices out of that pizza. The rest of it went in the garbage. I was like, you gotta be kidding me, dude. Then, this one isn't about food. This one just happened. This one really pissed me off. So, my friend gives me a cigar. Mo is telling me how he wants to smoke a cigar on me because he knows that I like to smoke cigars from time to time. So he's like, yo, I gotta smoke a cigar with you, bro. I gotta smoke a cigar with you. So I'm like, all right. So my friend gives me one. I go, it's perfect timing. My friend just gave me this. Here, I toasted it up for him, cut it, whatever, whatever. Did the whole ritual for this guy. Gave it to him, left him on the porch. I said, have at it, brother. Have at it. No more than 2 minutes later, this guy comes back into the kitchen and he goes, oh, I'm done. I said, how are you done with a cigar after 2 minutes? This is like a 30, 40 minute thing here. He said, no, I'm done. This guy hands me back my cigar, nowhere close to being done, but he put it out and he smashed it, crushed it, and squashed it. So now, he didn't even give me a chance to go, oh, okay, if you're not going to like smoke it. I'll clip it. I'll put it out the proper way, and I'll smoke it myself, which I definitely would have. The only time I've thrown out a cigar is if it tasted like dog shit. One time somebody gave me one, and it was absolutely awful, but because they taste different and they have different wraps and different types of tobacco, whatever. That's the only time I wasted a cigar. This guy, I don't even know if he took like two fucking puffs of it, comes back in, the thing is squashed, and everybody saw this and it just pissed me off to no end that this man just wasted not only a cigar, but a cigar that my friend bought me from Dominican Republic that I could have definitely smoked. But I can't talk shit about Mo right now without telling you about the time that I was really, 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 really wasteful. This girlfriend I used to have, this girl I used to see, who is the first person to wake me up to how wasteful I used to be, especially after this moment. Back in high school when I used to date her, we went to this place that she recommended, and they were known for their pizza, but for some reason I felt like getting pasta that day. The pasta absolutely sucked. So now I would probably just eat it and, you know, that's it. Or maybe I'd wrap it up, bring it home for somebody else. Not that time. In high school, I was way more ignorant than I am now. So what I did was I just moved my spaghetti around like a child. And I chose to verbalize loudly how much I hated the spaghetti and chicken parm. How it was the worst ever. Everybody heard me. The chef heard me. It was a small establishment, and I ended up wasting this plate of spaghetti. And till this day, I hate that I did that. Till this day, she brings that up. We'll never let that go. So I was definitely wasteful at that time. Wastefulness pisses me off now. I don't want to partake in it, and I hate when I see it being done. That's pretty much it for the list. I did write one more thing down, and I hate other people's socks. I do not like people's socks laying around other people's socks because other people's feet were in those socks. I do not like feet, and socks were in those feet. I mean, feet were in those socks, so in turn, I hate other people's socks, especially when they're laying around. I hate it. I don't want to touch it. It's gross to me. It's like a pet peeve. I don't know. It's weird. I know that when Dre and Justin listen back to this, they're going to say, oh, you left out the fact that you hate that girl's fart. Well, to that I say girls do not fart. A very small percentage of girls fart, and they have problems. That's it. So I will not consider it a pet peeve because, in my opinion, girls do not fart. Only some do. Okay, and I do not fart. I don't, and neither do most females. Okay, so that's all I have to say about that one. Okay, that is pretty much it for the pissed list. That could have went on forever, for days, for months and weeks, but we're going to cut that off right there. I'm not going to end this on a sour note. Of course, I'm not trying to end this on a negative note, especially because, you know, now I'm trying to be more positive, man. I'm trying to be more of a positive dude. So I don't want to leave this like that. Let's talk about some things that I love. I try to write gratitude lists as often as possible. So today I felt like let me leave this on a happy list. Some things that made me happy, some things that made me smile, some things I enjoyed this last week or couple of weeks. So let's get into the happy list, guys. Yay, the happy list. Everybody be happy. We're not upset anymore. We're not pissed off. First thing on the happy list. This one came a couple of days ago. I was scrolling through YouTube, okay? And I'm sure everybody knows about the WAP song by now by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. If you don't know about the WAP song, you've been living under a rock and you need to go look it up. Great video, okay? Undeniably great video. Pretty good song. Not a song I'll listen to pretty much ever. If it's on, it's on. But other than that, I'm not really searching for it. But the video broke the internet, and it still is breaking the internet. And out of this WAP song came a piece of comedy gold to me. Our buddy Gilbert Gottfried. If you don't know who Gilbert Gottfried is, he's an actor. He is the voice of the parrot in Aladdin, the voice of many animals in cartoons. Once you hear what I'm about to play, you'll know exactly who it is. But on Comedy Central's YouTube page, they decided to have Gilbert Gottfried read out the WAP lyrics. And this is what we got. We got this piece of amazing comedy. Wrong fucking drop, as usual. This piece of amazing comedy.
Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet ass pussy. Beat it up, catch a charge, extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I want a ride. I do a Kegel while it's inside. Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This pussy is wet. Come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. Let's role play. I'll wear a disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make it cream. Make it scream. Out in public, make a scene. I don't cook. I don't clean. But let me tell you how I got this ring.
Wow. 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 Amazing. I like that a lot better than the actual song itself. That made me very, very happy this week. I sent that to Clay. He loved it. Everybody loves it. Also, I mean, if you didn't see this either, another great thing that came out of the WAP video and song is Vanessa Hudgens did a rendition of the dance. I guess everybody's doing the WAP dance. I'm not really too keen on what's going on, but apparently there's like a big dance craze going on associated with the WAP, with the wet ass pussy dance. And Vanessa Hudgens just put out a video before I did the podcast, and it was phenomenal. Okay. I'm sure a lot of gentlemen had to relieve themselves after that video made it onto their phone. And I don't blame them. It was great. I don't even really know much about Vanessa Hudgens other than she was in High School Musical. So I don't know what else she's done. And I've never seen High School Musical. All I know is this is my favorite piece of Vanessa Hudgens' history. This is my favorite thing Vanessa Hudgens ever done. This is her best work. If you haven't seen her do the WAP dance, go check that out. Another great thing that came out of the WAP craze. Next on the happy list, this makes me happy every year. And it's time again. It's yet again time for pumpkin spice season. Yay! Everybody loves pumpkin spice. Actually, no, everybody does not love pumpkin spice. This is very polarizing. This is a very polarizing topic. Either you love it or you hate it. I haven't met too many people who are in between in pumpkin spice. Like, yeah, I can have it, or, you know, I don't like it. It's, you know, it's not too, you either love it or you hate it, okay? I absolutely love pumpkin spice, especially pumpkin spice coffee. Starbucks just put out their ad that I guess the pumpkin spice is back on the menu, which I'm sure that means Dunkin' Donuts has theirs. And very soon we will see the pumpkin spice coffees in the bottles hitting the stores. I know for a fact that me and my sister have some pumpkin spice coming right now in the mail, some hot pumpkin spice. And once the season really gets kicked off, we're going to be in the stores getting the cold bottles and the pumpkin spice creamer. We're going to be stacking up like everybody did when they stacked up on toilet paper. That's how we do with pumpkin spice, okay? We get enough to wear that after November, we got pumpkin spice till January, okay? We got pumpkin spice for a while. We love this stuff. Everybody loves a good pumpkin spice. I know my friend Laurel Miller just got her pumpkin spice syrup for her coffee. Shout out to Laurel. She's going to be on the show soon. It's pumpkin spice season, baby. How do you hate pumpkin spice? I don't know. I love it, especially the hot one from Dunkin' Donuts. It's a beautiful tradition. It's amazing. It's tremendous. It really brings out, it really gets you in the mood. It really gets you in the season. And what season is that? Halloween season, baby. It's almost Halloween. That's what pumpkin spice makes me think of. Halloween, my favorite day, my favorite month, October, pumpkin spice. Speaking of Halloween, speaking of spooky things, this is a great transition into the next thing on my happy list. If you know anything about me, you also know that besides pumpkin spice, I love the paranormal. I love paranormal shows, ghost stories, and recently I just found out that there is a channel. Let me get the channel name, actually. I don't know why I don't have it pulled up. LMN is the channel name that I just discovered on YouTube, and they have a show called The Haunting Of, absolutely free on YouTube. If you haven't seen The Haunting Of, I almost busted a nut. I did bust a nut when I found out about this, okay? The Haunting Of is a show all about hauntings, the hauntings of celebrities. They have Billy Ray Cyrus, they have Kesha, among others, and LMN just put up, or they have been putting up, a bunch of full episodes of this show. This show is basically a cross between celebrity ghost stories and then like a ghost hunter show. If you haven't seen Celebrity Ghost Stories, that's also a classic. It's what it sounds like. It's celebrities telling ghost stories. So in this show, they'll have a celebrity tell their ghost story, and then they'll hook them up with this psychic who is on every episode. And she will bring these celebrities to the place where this paranormal activity happened, and they will go and investigate. She'll do her psychic thing, and they'll see what they find. This psychic must be, let me tell you this right now, this psychic must be amazing. Either that or these celebrities are in on it. I don't know, because this lady's always blowing these fucking people's minds. She'll show up and be like, hey, you know, your grandmother died like a week ago. They're like, oh my God, how'd you know that? Or they'll be like, hey, did the ghost do this over here? And she, you know, they never told her the story. So apparently the psychic they got on the show is incredible. If you're into ghost shows like me, you're going to like this. I just finished the episode with Coco Austin. If you don't know who Coco Austin is, she is Ice-T's wife. She's a model, among many other things, I believe. I don't know what the other things are at the moment, but I know she's done other things. I know her as a model and a reality TV show star. So her episode was very interesting. They brought her back to her childhood home where a bunch of wild shit would go down. She had the chandelier shake on her. Some electrical things were going on. And as she was getting older, I don't know if this was a childhood home, actually, but she was like a teenager, young adult, when she would feel this presence watching her at all times. And she felt like it was a male presence. And eventually, this escalated to this male presence trying to touch her, trying to have sex with her. Okay, it was a wild episode. They ended up finding out that Coco and her sister used a Ouija board, and this ghost wanted to have sex with her. He was in love with her. He would watch her all day. Let me tell you this right now, too. I don't know about you. If I was a ghost, I would definitely... one of the things I would definitely want to do is sit around and watch Coco all day. That don't sound like a bad fucking deal. I wouldn't want to be a ghost. I would definitely want to move on. But if I had to be a ghost, I would definitely love to just sit around and watch Coco Austin just do shit all day. Wouldn't go as far as trying to fuck her as a ghost, though. That'd be disrespectful. That's crossing the line to me. That's crossing the line. Wouldn't do that. But there's no harm in watching, especially as a ghost. But this ghost was wilding out, trying to do weird stuff. They ended up finding out it was like he killed people by accident. It was a whole thing. So if you're into the paranormal and celebrities, Kesha's episode was kind of cool too. Didn't finish it yet. So go check this out. It's pretty cool, man. Last but not least on the happy list, this one may not really resonate with everybody, but I'm just going to throw this one out there. Okay. Lately, for the last couple of months, I've been wanting to switch up my meditation practice a little bit or a lot, and I decided to purchase some mala beads. You don't know what mala beads are? They are, it's basically a beaded type necklace with 108 beads, or it could be a bracelet with less beads, and you do a japa meditation with them. You put two fingers on the necklace and you go from bead to bead to bead, saying a mantra in your head or out loud, however you choose to do it. Some people sit there, some people walk around with it. It doesn't matter. So I decided to buy me some mala beads because I've been meditating for a couple years and I feel like I needed to change it up. There's many different types of meditation, many different styles, many different forms. So I needed to explore my other options with meditation, man. So that's what I've been doing. And I've been loving the japa meditation, been loving my beads. It's been really nice. Just now, before I recorded the podcast, I sat outside under the full moon with the crickets chirping, going from bead to bead to bead, saying my mantra in my head. And I loved it. And then I took my shoes off and walked around in the grass and I got connected with Mother Earth, man. Oh, it was cool. I felt amazing. I don't know what's happening to me. I'm like walking around on my shoes off. I'm buying organic fucking cleaner for my bathroom. I'm turning into a hippie, dude. But I guess, listen, I love it. I love my new beads, and it's also, like, I can't even front right now, like, it's also, if I wanted it to be, it's an accessory, like, I could definitely, it's like a flex, I guess, if you wanted to walk around with these beads around your neck, and I guess my ultimate fantasy would be for, like, me to walk around with these beads on my neck outside, which I really don't, but if I wanted to, I would, like, walk around with the beads on my neck, and I'd go to the grocery store or something, and then I would hope that somebody would be like, hey man, are those like mala beads? Like, are you like a spirit? Like, you're like a Buddhist or something? And I'm just like, yeah, man. Like, I'm really like, you know, I'm a Buddhist. I'm I'm really enlightened and I'm really awakened, man. Like, I just feel a connection with everything and everybody, and I love everything. And I would just totally, you know, gas myself up and make myself look like this fucking guru in front of this person. And then if it's a chick, obviously, you know, it'd be great. When little do these people would actually know is, you know, the whole time I'm doing my japa meditation, I'm thinking about the Vanessa Hudgens fucking WAP dance. But that would be, you know, a spiritual flex if I wanted to do it. I would not do that, but that's what I would do, you know, if I wanted to. Make myself look like a guru, which I'm not. All right. That's basically it for this episode of the show. If you liked it, hit me up at It's Gritty Bitch on Instagram and on Twitter. Also, make sure you head over to Gritty World, the YouTube channel, where I got a bunch of shit. If you're into paranormal stuff and ghost shows and videos, like I said, I got a bunch of stuff that I made a couple years ago on there. Ghosts, urban legends, bunch of cool stuff. We got stuff from the podcast. We're working on mini episodes of the podcast that we're throwing up on there. So make sure you go and check out Gritty World. Hit me up with some of your pet peeves, with some of the things that piss you off and really get under your skin, and we can talk about it. If you hit me up, listen, let me tell you right now, I love talking to everybody today. I've been talking to the people who've been commenting on my Batman video. We did a Batman, All About Batman 2 episode. I think that was the last episode that we did where we talked about the Batman trailer. And I've been kicking it with everybody in the comments section under, I put a clip up on YouTube, and we've been kicking it, talking about how much we hate the new Batman. So, yeah, hit me up. Let me know what's going on. Let me know what you like, what you don't like. And we'll take it from there, baby. All right. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Much love. Peace.